This morning on WCHL, not a good start for the new year. The new chancellor will tell you why. UNC reading specialist Mary Willingham has joined the lawsuit against the NCAA that demands compensation for players when their likeness is used. A pro-firearms group says it won't let Chapel Hill disregard the concealed weapons law set by the North Carolina General Assembly.
Is very specific, and your ordinance as written is not in compliance.
And the Triangle could soon get an economic boost thanks to an announcement by the president yesterday.
This can be a breakthrough year for America.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina women's team returns to the hardwoods tonight in search of their third straight ACC win. And
Mary Willingham is no different than presidents, athletic directors, and coaches protecting their job.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, 36 degrees, safely above freezing this morning. We have had some snow early, and we might get some more. A 60% chance of precipitation. Otherwise, a sunny day and cooler with a high only in the low 40s. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt was cited for driving more than 20 miles an hour over the speed limit on U.S. Highway 64 in Pittsburgh. This happened on New Year's Day. Folt was traveling 76 miles per hour in a 55 zone near the Haw River when she was pulled over by Officer P.J. Carroll at 3:54 in the afternoon, according to Captain Doug Stewart of the Chatham County Sheriff's Department. Stewart noted that the speed drops there from 65 down to 55 in that particular area. Folt will appear in court on February 6th. Again, she was cited for traveling 76 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. Former UNC football player Michael McAdoo is speaking out again and says tutors steered him to fraudulent classes at UNC. The News and Observer reports that McAdoo says the academic environment for athletes at UNC was a scam while he was there. Former African and Afro-American Studies Department Chair Julius Nangoro faces a felony charge of accepting payment for a class he didn't teach. Hundreds of classes were found fraudulent in an external review by former North Carolina Governor Jim Martin under the leadership of Nangoro since 1997. Another person who may be charged in connection with fraudulent classes is Department Administrator Deborah Crowder. Orange and Chatham County District Attorney said there is one other person who could be charged but has not named who that is. McAdoo and other athletes are suing the NCAA for claiming they were given a meaningful education, while the NCAA makes large sums of money by using the athletes' likenesses. For more on this story, you can find it on our website, chapelboro.com. Mary Willingham, the UNC tutor who told CNN the university admitted a basketball player who couldn't read or write, among other accusations, has filed a declaration now in that lawsuit against the NCAA over the rights of athletes to be compensated for use of their images, according to multiple news outlets. Former UCLA basketball player Ed O'Bannon started it. He first filed suit demanding that the NCAA give players a cut of the profits. The case could go to trial in June. Willingham is currently employed at UNC as a clinical instructor and academic advisor. She told WCHL News last week that she received death wishes and hate email in the time since the CNN article was published last Tuesday. When contacted by WCHL, she said she didn't want to comment further until the threat subsided. Willingham spoke to CNN based on her encounters with Carolina athletes, and she's the source of the claims about the university. Steve Farmer, Associate Provost and Director of Undergraduate Admissions, spoke with WCHL's Rachel Nash last week to address the claims surrounding the admissions process at Carolina. Farmer said he was not in the room when an alleged conversation between Willingham and an unidentified UNC player discussing his level of literacy occurred, so he can't speculate about what was said. Farmer did guarantee that UNC would not admit, quoting here, students who they believe cannot read or write. More on Mary Willingham coming up from Art Chansky in just a few minutes, right after Championship Sports. In other news this morning, imagine walking in on a robbery in progress or returning home to find your possessions stolen. That's what happened at the UNC Grimes Residence Hall yesterday, a little after 1 in the afternoon. Alert Carolina and the UNC Department of Public Safety are asking for your help in providing information about the breaking and entering which resulted in the theft of 2 wallets. A suspect has been described as a black male between 25 and 30 years old, 5'10 to 6 feet tall, weighing 160 to 170 pounds. He was seen wearing a black down-filled styled coat, black pants, and a plain black baseball cap. Anyone with information is asked to call the UNC Police Department or contact the Chapel Hill Harbor UNC Crime Stoppers Unit. Calls are confidential and anonymous. You can also submit information to Crime Stoppers online. You can find a link to do that, as well as all those contact phone numbers, by reading this story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. Your local economy is already one of the best in the state, but President Barack Obama was in Raleigh yesterday. He traveled to North Carolina State University to announce the future of American jobs and to talk about other things, of course. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
I'm pleased to announce America's newest high-tech manufacturing hub, which is going to be focused on the next generation of power electronics, is going to be based right here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
That announcement received a standing ovation in NC State's Reynolds Coliseum. The Next Generation Power Electronics Innovation Institute is the second of its kind. The first was started more than a year ago in Youngstown, Ohio, and focuses on developing 3D printing technology. President Obama said Raleigh-Durham's Innovation Institute will focus on energy efficiency through this partnership of universities and businesses.
Bringing together leading companies, universities, and federal research all together under one roof. Folks at this hub are going to develop what are called wide bandgap semiconductors.
The president likely addressed many engineers as he pointed out that he was on the campus of a university with one of the largest undergraduate engineering programs in the country. He said the wide bandgap semiconductors will revolutionize energy conservation.
They're special because they lose up to 90% less power. They can operate at higher temperatures than normal semiconductors. So that means they can make everything from cell phones to industrial motors to electric cars smaller, faster, cheaper. There are going to be still applications for the traditional semiconductors, but these can be focused on certain areas that will vastly improve energy efficiency, vastly improve the quality of our lives.
President Obama said that this is just the start of where he wants to see the United States go with these partnerships. A year ago, in his State of the Union address, he told Congress he wanted to see bills passed to allow for 15 institutes in the U.S. Now he says he wants Congress to approve the funding for 45.
Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate introduced bills that would get this going. That's good. But they haven't passed the bills yet. So I want to encourage them to continue to pass the bills that would create 45 of these manufacturing hubs. In the meantime, I'm directing my administration to move forward where we can on our own.
While the Triangle has the best unemployment rate in North Carolina, the state itself is still struggling. It currently ranks 35th in the U.S. at 7.4% as of November. However, President Obama said this institute will create job opportunities and provide a major boost to the state's economy, and he says he hopes that it will spread nationwide.
This can be a breakthrough year for America. The pieces are all there to start bringing back more of the jobs that we've lost over the past decade.
And he says he's seeing signs of other countries sending jobs back to America and that he doesn't want to miss the opportunity.
A lot of companies around the world are starting to talk about bringing jobs back to the United States, bringing jobs back to places like North Carolina, partly because we got cheap energy costs, we got the best workers in the world, we got the best university systems in the world, and we got the largest market in the world. So the pieces are there to restore some of the ground that the middle class has lost in recent decades.
President Obama kept his focus on the economy, job creation, and the new Innovation Institute. He did not mention Democratic Senator Kay Hagan during his time at NC State. She's running for re-election this year and has distanced herself from the president in recent months. She told the media that she felt it was important to stay in Washington while the Senate was in session. However, the Republican Party has criticized her for her support of President Obama, especially during the struggling times of Obamacare and its website troubles. Senator Hagan has tried to show that she wants to keep the president honest when she asked the Obama administration for a full investigation of healthcare.gov. She also asked the administration to extend the filing period for Americans since there were many problems. To hear the complete remarks of President Obama from NC State, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill-Carborough City School Board will meet tonight to decide how to handle overcrowding at Glenwood Elementary. Glenwood houses the district's Mandarin Chinese dual language program. A recent expansion of the program, along with greater than expected enrollment from the school's attendance zone, has put that school over capacity. Parents, administrators, and the school board have been wrangling for months now with the question of how to deal with overcrowding and what to do with the Mandarin program. School officials recommend hiring a consultant to help craft a long-term plan for the dual language program. In the meantime, administrators say the Mandarin program should remain at Glenwood for one more year, but the school board has to decide whether to halt the expansion of the program during that time. If the expansion is stopped, 48 families will still need to be redistricted in the fall. If the program expands, that number could rise to 76 families. The school board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in the auditorium of East Chapel Hill High School to accommodate what's expected to be a large crowd. You can find the full agenda on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit and the brand new cornbread sandwiches, spicy chicken and sweet southern pulled pork. Eat in or call ahead for takeout. Dickie's is on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Traffic has been moving along fairly smoothly all morning long. Some of the usual congestion is starting to occur, especially around zones in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community, but no major problems to report. We had anticipated that could be some problems because of the precipitation. We had some snow late last night and early this morning, but that has not caused any problems at all. If you'd like more details on the weather, you can listen up. Coming up in just a few minutes, you'll hear again from Rand Northam on WCHL about the traffic, I should say. And we'll take a look at your weather right now on WCHL. The weather forecast brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomot Village in Chapel Hill. Well, it's safely above freezing, 36 degrees right now. Partly sunny today, cooler, high today in the low 40s. Chance of precipitation is 60%, so pretty good chance. Still very cloudy out there. We had some pretty heavy snow late last night, but no accumulation. And certainly a little snow this morning in the 5 o'clock hour as well, but again, no problems caused by that. Tonight, clear, cold with lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, clear and cold with a low in the middle 20s. On Saturday, mostly sunny, cooler, high in the low 40s. Saturday night, partly cloudy and cold with a low in the mid 20s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. That's your long-range forecast for the weekend. If you're planning on getting outside doing something this weekend, doesn't sound so bad, although it will be a little on the chilly side.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina. Uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
37 degrees, 8:17 at WCHL. A pro-firearms rights organization is threatening to sue the town of Chapel Hill if laws regarding concealed weapons aren't updated to comply with the state's looser legislation passed last year by the General Assembly. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
In July of 2013, Governor Pat McCrory approved and signed House Bill 937, which limited the town's ability to prohibit people from carrying concealed handguns in town-owned buildings and the surrounding property, greenways, and recreational facilities, such as playgrounds, athletic fields, and swimming pools. These changes, which countered the town's historical stance of restrictive legislation against concealed weapons, went into effect on October 1st. Town staff spoke to the council at Monday night's meeting, presenting the revised town firearm regulations. Andy Stevens of Grassroots North Carolina, a group which seeks to ensure that local municipalities adhere to the state's new regulations, said that the town's revised statute was trying to, quote, blanket the fact that it will not be in compliance with state law. Stevens said that the only time the town can prohibit carrying concealed firearms on recreational fields is when the town itself schedules the field for use.
It's one of the reasons why we had to go to the legislature, because municipalities want to redefine words and make swimming pools into lakes and vice versa. The language is very specific, and your ordinance as written is not in compliance, and should you move to enact that into law, then Grassroots North Carolina will find it necessary to file a lawsuit.
On the opposite end of the debate, several community members shared their frustration over the state's regulations with the council. Karen Hadelman, the North Carolina chapter leader of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, shared that one child is shot every 30 minutes in the United States.
Review of the last 20 years of literature concludes that more guns in more places mean more gun injury and more gun death.
Councilwoman Maria Palmer, who made a motion to approve the revised statute, said that the council needed to find ways to apply the law as narrowly as possible.
I'm all in favor of saying we're going to direct our police to still enforce our ordinances that we have in place. If certain citizens want to sue us, they can sue us, but we're going to protect our children until we figure out what's the least we need to do.
Councilwoman Sally Green said the town's regulations have not come into compliance and cautioned against passing the regulation.
We really need to get a better handle around the legal parameters of what we can do here. And so I would be reluctant to pass this resolution until we know more about what we're actually doing.
The council decided to delay a vote and asked town staff to review the compliance questions that were raised in the context of making gun laws as narrow as legally possible. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, who participates in Mayors Against Illegal Guns, said that the council will provide ample notice to the community of when the item will appear again.
If you accept my reasoning for delay, that it's so that we can make this stronger. And so that we can make sure that there is a narrowest possible application of this state statute. Because this is a community that has been struggling to enact reasonable gun regulations for decades.
Another option Councilman Lee Storrow suggested was, quote, creative signage that could relay the community's expectations on firearms while still reflecting the change in North Carolina law. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
37 degrees in Chapel Hill, 821 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Big night tonight for Carolina women's basketball. Tar Heels are ranked number 9 in the country. It's not Roy Williams' team that everybody's excited about. A lot of folks around here talking about the Carolina women. They are really surging along, and now they welcome the Clemson Tigers to town for an Atlantic Coast Conference matchup tonight. And Walter Storhol, play-by-play announcer for the Tar Heel women, is with us now. And Walter, with the exciting players like Zelina McDaniel and Diamond DeShields and others, this is a really exciting team to watch, isn't it?
Well, they're a lot of fun, Ron. They really get up and down the court quickly. They're now starting to fire well from beyond the arc, which is just adding another element to the overall team game. They've come from behind in a couple of games this season, the most recent being in Florida State this past weekend, erasing a 12-point first-half deficit, coming back and beating the Seminoles on their home court down in Tallahassee, which is no easy task. That's a tough building to play in. And now they've got Clemson coming in tonight, a team that is struggling on the season. They've only played two ranked teams so far this year. North Carolina will be the third one that they've faced. But they're a team that can be dangerous. They've got a great player in Nikki Dixon. Her name will be called a lot tonight. She's coming off of a career-high 29 points and 11 rebounds. She leads the team in scoring. And they've also got a girl named Kelly Gramlich on the team who's shooting more than 41% from three-point range. Ron, she hit 8 three-pointers in a game earlier this season and 7 in another game. So she can really get hot from beyond the arc. That'll be very dangerous if she does that tonight against the Tar Heels, so that'll be something to watch. Because Clemson came into Carmichael Arena and beat North Carolina just about exactly 2 years ago. They only met once last season, but Clemson got the best of UNC on their home court 2 years ago. So North Carolina knows that this Clemson team will come in hungry, wanting to pick up their second win in the ACC. North Carolina, meanwhile, looking to go 3-1 in the ACC with a win tonight.
Carolina 14-3 overall in the season and really rolling up a lot of momentum with recent back-to-back wins over ranked teams, North Carolina State and Florida State. And how do you account for all this mojo that the Tar Heels have? And I guess it's really an exciting time for this team, and they seem to have really good chemistry.
Well, mojo and chemistry is exactly the reason, Ron. They have it on the court as well as off the court more than I've seen in the past 2 years. I've been doing the play-by-play and been close to the team for the past 3 years now. And this year's squad just gets along really well. They're all best friends on the court, off the court as well. They're all very supportive of each other. The older players are really helping that young crop of freshmen grow, helping bail them out at times when they're going through some growing pains. And it's that chemistry that's really leading them to become that cohesive unit. And tell you what, you start the year off with three ranked teams, start the ACC season off with three ranked teams in a row. Now you have this little step down to Clemson, a team that's only 9-8 on the season. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle this game. Can they take care of business? Can they beat Clemson handily? Can they not play down to their opponent's level? And can they play like a top-10 team? That'll be something to watch, because I'll tell you, Ron, you know, the ACC is wide open now with Chelsea Gray, unfortunately, getting injured for the Duke Blue Devils and now being out for the season. It's really opened up the conference race. The Tar Heels can make a lot of noise going forward. But in order to do that at the end of the season, here at the beginning of the ACC play, you've got to take care of business against these other teams, teams like Clemson and like North Carolina will face this weekend up in Boston College. You can't have any slips against teams that you're supposed to and everyone will expect you to beat.
We're talking to Walter Storholt on WCHL. It's another edition of Throwback Thursday tonight. And what does that mean, Walter?
Well, people love Throwback Thursday. You get half-price concessions. So that's worth the price of admission right there. But they also play old-school music. They've got the DJ that's been at a lot of the UNC football and basketball games this year. He comes out to Carmichael, starts playing some tunes about an hour before the game starts, and keeps it rocking during the halftime and in between plays and all that kind of stuff. So they just make a great atmosphere. It's a 6 o'clock tip, so you can get home earlier when the game is done, still have a little bit of evening afterward as well. So that's a nice change. So just hop on over after work and come and check out Throwback Thursday. Have a little dinner while you're there for half-price concessions and enjoy seeing this Tar Heel team get up and down the court and putting some points on the board.
Games in Carmichael Arena, of course, at 6, as Walter mentioned, and you can also watch it online at ESPN3, but please go. And you can also hear it right here on WCHL with the one and only Walter Storholt doing the play-by-play. Walter, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ron.
We'll catch up with you again. The voice of Carolina women's basketball on WCHL. It's 8:25. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Mary Willingham is no different than presidents, athletic directors, and coaches protecting their jobs. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Whistleblower Mary Willingham, who must figure she's on the way out at UNC, appeared on ESPN's Outside the Lines Tuesday night with Bob Lee. She admitted being a part of a corrupt system between 2003 and 2010 that steered athletes to so-called paper classes to get passing grades and stay eligible. Despite complaining to a few faculty members and athletic officials about it, why did she wait so long to go public? The same reason why college presidents and athletic directors don't stand up and say, "We are not going to do this anymore." This being taking kids who don't belong in college. This being reducing multi-million dollar coaching salaries. This being not exploiting athletes and start paying them for some of the billions they generate for their schools. Any pres or AD who unilaterally does any of those things will be out of his or her high-paying job the next day. It's all about the money in college athletics. And while the treadmill is rolling, no one is jumping off to commit professional suicide. The ones with the most integrity are trying to work within the system to make changes. Willingham says she has been demoted and lost her title and hopes she can keep her job. She has filed a grievance against UNC but does not seem hopeful of staying employed by the university she says she loves. So while not blowing the whistle during the administrations of James Meeser and Dick Bedore, she has now done it with a new athletic director and chancellor in place who have both pledged to clean up whatever went wrong. This may seem noble on Willingham's part, but as a qualified learning specialist, she has no clue about what kind of collateral damage going public can cause when the media gets its fangs into it. Willingham's findings represent an extremely small percentage of athletes, which all Division I major colleges admit to stay competitive in football and basketball. Clearly, lines were crossed at Carolina, and those people who crossed them should be held accountable. But her points about UNC admitting unprepared athletes, as valid as they may be, clash with a much bigger issue. With the billions at stake that support all college athletic departments, whistleblowers of the world do far more to jeopardize their own job security than affect the sweeping changes they want. It's the same reason one or two college presidents and ADs don't stand up and leave the room by themselves. As James Carville once said, "It's the economy, stupid." This is Archansky. See ya.
Join us at Performance BMW in Chapel Hill for our annual BMW Nearly News Sale. We have 24 2013 BMW 328i starting at $30,250, which is up to $9,000 off a new MSRP. And these BMWs have low miles, anywhere from 6,000 to 12,000 miles. Plus, to top it off, these BMWs all carry the BMW Certified Pre-Owned Protection Plan. We even have as low as 1.9% financing for up to 60 months available. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance BMW in Chapel Hill, and I'm going to spend this first month in the new year redefining what makes us better than our competition. The Performance Promise, which is value, service, and people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your wow.
Stock number LB3491. As low as 1.9% financing available for up to 60 months with approved credit through BMW FS. 549 dock fee, tack fee, and taxes extra. Take delivery before 1/31/2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much.
If you don't know much about your dream job, make a change today at Durham Tech. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. We've got continuing education classes, vocational training, and degree programs to get you started on your new career. Check out our website for our new course catalog at durhamtech.edu to start your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Okay, so two nuns, three barbers, and a dog walk into a bar.
Wait a minute. I already know where this is headed. It better be funny.
Well, do you have something better? Coming up with clean jokes aren't easy, you know.
Do you have some clean and funny jokes up your sleeve? If so, you may be the perfect person for our clean joke giveaway. Submit your clean joke to cleanjokes@wchl.com, and we'll pick the top 10 jokes we aired for 2 weeks. We'll put those jokes on Chapelboro's website so you can vote on your favorite. And the top joke will win. Start submitting your clean joke today at cleanjokes@wchl.com.
Now, it isn't easy to come up with these things, but that's why we need your help. 8:30 at WCHL, your Chapel Hill cover of weather. 37 degrees, partly sunny and cooler today. Still 60% chance of precipitation today. Our high today in the low 40s. We've had a little snow early this morning, but no problems with sticking anything like that. Still a chance of precipitation later on in the day. But tonight's going to be cold again with a low in the upper 20s.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
And I'm Dave Barrett. Nuclear missile launch officers in Montana cheated on a proficiency test. They lost their security clearances, and so have other officers.
Some of these officers, about half of them, simply knew that this was going on and didn't report it, and that's also a violation of the rules of conduct.
That's National Security Correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon. These tests are taken every month and part of the job, says CBS military consultant, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
It's like taking your driver's license. There's certain things that you've got to know, rules and regulations. That's all part of the process. It's all part of the system.
David Martin says in the broader picture,
the larger concern is, what does this say about the sense of integrity among nuclear missile officers? Because this cheating scandal was uncovered in the course of a drug investigation into the possession of recreational drugs by the same missile launch officers.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
The Morning News is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
37 degrees in Chapel Hill, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt was cited for driving more than 20 miles an hour over the speed limit on Highway 64 in Pittsburgh back on January 1st. Folt was traveling 76 in a 55-mile-per-hour speed zone near the Haw River when she was pulled over by Officer P.J. Carroll at 3:54 in the afternoon. That's according to Captain Doug Stewart of the Chatham County Sheriff's Department. Stewart noted that the speed drops from 65 down to 55 in that area. Folt will appear in court on February 6th. Former UNC football player Michael McAdoo is speaking out again. He says tutors steered him to fraudulent classes at UNC. The News and Observer is reporting that McAdoo says the academic environment for athletes at Carolina was a scam while he was there. Former African and Afro-American Studies Department Chair Julius Nangoro faces a felony charge of accepting payment for a class he didn't teach. Hundreds of classes were found fraudulent in an external review by former North Carolina Governor Jim Martin under the leadership of Nangoro since 1997. another person who may be charged in connection with fraudulent classes, Department Administrator Deborah Crowder. Orange and Chatham County District Attorney Jim Woodall said there's one other person who could be charged but has not named who that is. McAdoo and other athletes are suing the NCAA for claiming they were given a meaningful education, while the NCAA makes large sums of money by using the likenesses of the athletes. For more on the story, you can find it on our website at chapelboro.com. And in connection with that, Mary Willingham, the UNC tutor who told CNN that the university admitted a basketball player who couldn't read or write, among other accusations, has filed a declaration now in that lawsuit against the NCAA over the rights of athletes to be compensated for use of their images. Former UCLA basketball player Ed O'Bannon first filed suit demanding that the NCAA give players a cut of the profits. The case could go to trial in June. Willingham is currently employed at UNC as a clinical instructor and academic advisor. She told WCHL last week that she received death wishes and hate email in the time since the CNN article was published last Tuesday. When contacted by WCHL, she said she didn't want to comment further until the threat subsided. Willingham spoke to CNN based on her encounters with Carolina athletes, and she is the source of the claims about the university. North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis is leading his Republican primary opponents for the first time in the race for the United States Senate, according to a new poll just out. Tom Jensen at Public Policy Polling says that Tillis, the presumptive frontrunner of the Republican challengers, has distanced himself slightly and now leads the field with 19% of voters polled picking him. His closest challenger trails with 11%.
Just last month, we had found all of the candidates much within 1 or 2 points of each other. But after starting to run television ads last week, we're finally seeing Tillis get out a little bit ahead of the pack.
46% of Republican primary voters are familiar with Tillis, Jensen explains, compared to less than 30% for his field of challengers, which include physician Greg Brannon, nurse practitioner Heather Grant, and radio host Bill Flynn. Tillis is now leading in every region of the state except the Triad, where Flynn is well known for his radio show. Jensen says Tillis has the lead with both conservative and moderate voters. In the North Carolina general election, Jensen says the race has been in a holding pattern over the last 3 months. Incumbent Democrat Kay Hagan is trailing her potential Republican opponents by a small margin as she continues to suffer from poor approval ratings.
Throughout the summer, we had found Kay Hagan up by a pretty substantial margin, but ever since the Obamacare stuff, this has really been looking like a 50-50 race.
Jensen says Hagan's affiliation in support of the Affordable Care Act is greatly impacting her approval rating.
She has some of the lowest approval numbers she's had of her entire term. Only 39% of voters approve the job Hagan's doing, 49% disapprove. And what's really interesting when you look at those approval numbers is that they mirror the approval numbers for Obamacare in North Carolina almost exactly.
Only 38% of voters in the state support Obamacare compared to 48% who are opposed. WCHL News Time, 8:37. Coming up, we're going to talk more about the Healthiest You Challenge in just a couple of minutes here. We also have today's commentary on tap from Wes Hare, who says it's really tough to be poor and to live in Chapel Hill. And what are we doing about it? That's on the way on WCHL.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you gotta believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
Most people who go into business selling office equipment do it for 2 weeks and then move on. I've been in the office equipment business for 10 years and I'm still going strong. I love connecting with people and I love my job. Courtesy calls, follow-up emails, I want to talk with you and I want to make sure you're happy. And if you're not happy, then neither am I. I'm Blake Smith and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs since 1957. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency, and instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, My 8-year-old son came up with this idea. Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance? All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
Good morning. It is 839 at WCHL.
And now WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It's very difficult, scary, and a daily challenge to be poor in this alleged southern part of heaven. And the daily gap betwixt those who aren't poor and them that are goes upward and onward. There are many hard workers who support those who are very or even somewhat affluent. Those on the edge of poverty in our area may work for the schools, the university, town governments, and even closer to the struggle of poverty, seek and need work at fast food restaurants and basic and crucial human service agencies, such as Care for the Seniors or the Preschoolers. I believe these issues are definitely worth saying on WCHL because not everyone reads the paper, but more will hear the radio. I note Michael Jacobs' 0112 op-ed in the News and Observer for the details of the reality in Chapel Hill area and hope these stick and prove this challenge showing the tough side of Chapel Hill for those who are poor or on these margins. North Carolina's most progressive city has these realities. The most expensive housing, highest property taxes, the highest sales tax rate, the most expensive water, the greatest decline in black population, the worst performance gap between blacks and whites in grade performance. Jacobs affirms that we must create an affordable community, lowering housing taxes and water rates. Do we care? Will we do it? A still hopeful Wabbit. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's a new year and a WCHL. What does that mean? Well, it means it's time for the 4th Annual Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. That's right, our annual 6-week-long health and wellness challenge is here again. Registration is officially open. For 6 weeks, you'll have access to the amazing facilities, services, and staff of the UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont and their new location in Cary, as well as the support of a great team and team coaches. We can only accept 64 participants. They'll be randomly selected from all entries received. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou to get entered today. Get your entry in before Sunday. That's the deadline. Good luck, and here's to the healthiest you in 2014.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building a dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about Life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Coming up on 844 now at WCHL, and this traffic report on WCHL brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. We'll be heading over to Cruiser's and get some of that chewy ice because our ice machine is broken this morning.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, just completely dry. I had some problems with the coffee machine yesterday.
We should have known that the ice machine was soon to follow.
Well, of course. Well, probably when whoever it was fixed the coffee machine, they screwed up the ice machine.
All
which
you need
is
to do is
underneath.
Touch that ice machine and it'll fall apart. So.
Not really reliable. Well, you are reliable, incredibly so. Tell us about traffic.
Well, luckily, not too much ice on the roadways this morning. You might see a little bit on the bridges and overpasses because of the snow that we got just a few hours ago. We did see some heavy snow for a little while there, about 30 minutes or so. It was pretty if you were up that early, but right now we're seeing pretty good roadways right now. NC-54 eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing minor to moderate delays. 15-501 northbound between Estes Drive and Ephesus Church Road. Also 15-501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40. Just minor to moderate delays in all of those areas. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly on I-40, the Durham Freeway, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Estes, and Franklin Street. Not reporting any accidents or additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I just want to throw out this reminder while you're here, Ran, that all of our news stories appear on our website, chapelbro.com.
I'm going to have to go check that out.
Yeah, including excellent synopsis of what happened yesterday when the President of the United States was in Raleigh, speaking over at North Carolina State University. Ran Northam put that together for you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, go to chapelbro.com, get all the details. Lots of contact information there for, you know, you want more details on some of our stories and links to other stories. And lots of interesting stuff.
I do have to mention one thing about that story.
Mm-hmm.
I said in the story that President Obama did not mention Kay Hagan. Mm-hmm. He did mention at the very, very beginning, just briefly said an acknowledgement to Kay Hagan, but really didn't go in depth into Kay Hagan and what she's doing and didn't make this a presidential push for Kay Hagan in her re-election year. That's really the main point, is that she's been trying to distance herself from him, and because of some of the issues that he's been having,
the Affordable Health Care Act.
Exactly. Yeah. The Republicans trying to beat down the Democratic Party because of that and trying to get Kay Hagan out of office because of that. So that was the point in the story of that. But he did mention her at the beginning, said thanks for what you're doing in Washington, and sorry she couldn't be here. So.
Well, hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again in just a little while here.
Sounds good.
On WCHL and throughout the day, of course. All over the building. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill, where you can register to win Carolina Duke basketball tickets. All you have to do is like them on their Facebook page. Enter now for a chance to win, and also check out other special offers available from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Great place to eat, great place to watch the games. 37 degrees, partly sunny, cooler today, high today only in the low 40s. Not going to get a lot warmer. We still have a 60% chance of precipitation pretty much all day. Tonight, clear and cold with lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, clear, cold, low 25. And for your weekend, in case you're wondering, on Saturday, mostly sunny and cooler with a high in the low 40s. Saturday night, partly cloudy, cold, low around 25. On Sunday, mostly sunny, high in the upper 40s. And on Sunday night and Monday, which is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, clear skies, lows on Sunday night in the upper 20s, and the high on Monday up in the low 50s. 848 at WCHL.
Time is running out to register to be one of our fourth annual Healthiest You Challengers, presented by UNC Healthcare. Join WCHL and chapelboro.com, along with UNC Healthcare and the UNC Wellness Center at Metamont, as we help another 64 challengers lose weight and get active and healthy.
Each year, people just like you in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community have signed up to become as healthy as they can be. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou and submit your registration by Sunday at midnight. We'll randomly select our 64 challengers to make up our 8 teams, and each challenger will receive a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Center, along with other great benefits. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up today. Hurry! Limited space is available to be part of the 2014 Challenge. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont and in Cary, Massage Envy Spa South Point, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, UPS Store Chapel Hill North, Fordham and Meadowmont, and Massage Envy Spa Eastgate.
7.5 million Americans live with the visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. X-Track Laser Therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, X-Track Therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at centralderm.net.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, and I'm going to spend this first month in the new year redefining what makes us better than our competition. The Performance Promise, which is value, service, and people. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. That's value. We don't just want happy customers, we want fanatical fans. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your wow. We have outstanding people. Did you know we are an official North Carolina State Inspection Center and that we provide a free multi-point inspection with every visit to help you take the best care of your vehicle? We even have value service clubs for older vehicles with 100,000 plus miles that you want to keep in your family but not pay a lot for maintenance. We even offer concierge service whereby we'll pick up your vehicle, service it, and return it to you clean and trouble-free. We also have a large loaner fleet and shuttle service, plus amenities galore like free Wi-Fi, snacks, and much more. We service all makes and models, old and new. Give us a try. I promise you'll be wowed. Service specials abound at performanceautomall.com.
850 at WCHL, and we're talking about the Healthiest You Challenge just a moment ago, and we decided to go straight to the horse's mouth today. We have someone who knows all about the Healthiest You Challenge from WCHL and UNC Healthcare, and John Rita is here. And John, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning.
All right. Glad to be here. Hang on 1 second. Get on that microphone right there, if you would, please. Thank you very much. You came over, of course, today from the UPS store.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and all you folks at the UPS store at Fordham Boulevard and Meadowmont have always been a part of this whole thing that we've been doing, and it really is an incredibly successful thing that we do every year. And you are a former Healthiest You winner. Tell us about your experience, how you got involved, what it was like, and what you got out of it.
All right. So I got involved with the Healthiest You Challenge 2 years ago because we at the UPS stores are one of the team sponsors for the event. So we had the opportunity to provide some team members for it. And a couple of my coworkers had taken part in one of the previous challenges and really had a great experience with it. So they talked me into it, and I figured it would be a great way to stay motivated, get healthy, and, you know, be able to keep each other accountable for it. And during that time, we really did that. Mm-hmm. Not only did I have the pleasure of being able to get in shape and feel good about myself, but we won the prizes, and our team won the team challenge that year as well. So it's a great way to keep people accountable that you're going to be around. It's a great experience to go there with people I work with, and also just to see people in the community getting healthy and concentrating on that as well. So
you had a chance to take advantage of all the wonderful facilities over at the UNC Wellness Center. That's a really big part of it, and you also got some excellent coaching from some of their folks over there who have all kinds of tips on not just losing weight, but just living a healthier lifestyle.
We certainly did, and the way they have it set up is that each team has a coach, and also, in my experience, it was a coach and assistant coach. And not only were those people there to kind of cheer you on and get you motivated, but also they had a lot of great experience with exercise, nutrition, and things that, you know, they could, advice they could give you that you could carry with you after the event was over.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was really, and that is something that you've taken with you, I know, because you're downright svelte. And I remember all the great success you had with that program, and some of the other members in your team did the same thing.
Absolutely, and it comes down to kind of setting the tone for something you can carry with you, because the Healthiest You Challenge, for me, really got me focused, and it was up to me to continue to carry that on after the event was over, and I've tried to do that to the best of my ability. So.
Well, of course, there's a lot of competition to actually get into this. We only have 64 slots for participants, and they are randomly selected from all the entries we receive. You can go to WCHL's website, chapelboro.com/healthiestyou, to get entered today. Get your entry in before Sunday, and then we'll be choosing all the teams and all that kind of stuff next week. So, John Rita, I appreciate your coming in and sharing your experience with everybody, and I know that you want to encourage everybody else to sign up for this thing.
Absolutely. It's a great experience. I highly recommend it. You know, us being sponsors over the UPS store, we think it's a great thing for the community, so everybody should sign up.
Once again, a member of our family of advertisers and a major sponsor of the Healthiest You Challenge, the UPS store is Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Say hello to Chris Derby for me.
Will do.
All right, and we'll be talking to you again really soon when this thing gets cranked up. It is 8:54 at WCHL, and really quickly here, if you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond today, call me, tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Alice Gordon is today's WCHL hometown hero. Alice Gordon has been an Orange County commissioner for a long time. She and her family have lived here in Orange County for over 40 years. She served as a commissioner since 1990. And just recently, she announced that she would not be running for re-election.
I thought it was time. I had really accomplished most of what I set out to do. So I made my announcement in time to give other people a chance to consider running.
She's been re-elected 5 times and has served as chair and vice chair of the commissioners as well. Alice Gordon has served as chair of the Orange County Planning Board, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough PTA Council, and also served with distinction as a member of the League of Women Voters. Since she first got elected to the Board of County Commissioners nearly a quarter of a century ago, she's been re-elected 5 times. She has a lot of accomplishments that she can be proud of.
I think the Lands Legacy Program, which is protected now over 3,000 acres of the county, most important natural and cultural resources all over the county, is probably my most important accomplishment of all those different years, because it'll be enduring and because people can enjoy those lands.
Does she have any advice to pass along to the person who serves next?
Be passionate about what you believe. You know, have core values and try to follow those values when you get on the board. When I started out, my key concerns were education and the environment. And I think that's what I focused on. And you really have to focus to accomplish anything, because it takes a long time.
Alice Gordon has headed up countless projects. She's chaired a slew of committees. And she's really made this a better place to live. She was even honored as a town treasurer back in 2012 by the Chapel Hill Historical Society for all of her wonderful contributions. And she's still busy contributing in a lot of ways to what's happening here. And of course, for now, she's still a member of the Board of County Commissioners.
We have a lot of challenges, so I'm not done yet.
Alice Gordon, stepping down after her term is over with the Orange County Commissioners. Thanks, Alice, for all you've contributed. We all appreciate it. Alice Gordon, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations, Joanne Harrison, for calling in with the word of the day on WCHL. Wayne's word today, rather unusual word, brachiate. B-R-A-C-H-I-A-T-E, brachiate. It's a verb, and the meaning is even more unusual. It means to swing by your arms and move forward, to make forward progress, like being on a monkey on the monkey bars. Remember that when you were a kid? Brachiate. That is our word of the day. Joanne gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitz Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitzlumber.com. Go Heels!
Here's a look at what's new on chapelboro.com. Fashionista Kristen Tucker gives us 8 looks that will never go out of style. The Scene Around Town Gallery shows us Fables and Story and Song with Daniel Wallace and Django Haskins. Jamie Nunnally provides an inside scoop into the local scene of the fun and addictive exercise craze Zumba. And after an 0-3 start to ACC play, Art Chansky asks if anyone could blame Roy Williams for being fed up. Visit chapelboro.com today for all of this and more. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's half off, $135 for a front end alignment and an oil and filter change, available now for $65. Brian Juergen prides his auto repair shop on its quality work, expert auto repair, and trustworthy employees. With today's deal, you receive an oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, a new oil filter, a top off of all your fluids, and a check of your bolts, hoses, tire pressure, and a front end alignment. It's half off from Juergen's Top Notch Automotive. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather, and partly sunny today, still 60% chance of rain. High today in the low 40s.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
CBS News, I'm Steve Futterman, live at the Motion Picture Academy in Beverly Hills, where the nominations for this year's Academy Awards have just been announced. Topping the list, the disco-era film American Hustle.
Wait, wait, wait. Do not load that gun!
I'm not even going to hit you.
It's tied with the most nominations, 10, along with the sci-fi space drama Gravity.
GPS is down, I can't. It's down, I can't.
Just behind with 9 nominations is the pre-Civil War drama 12 Years a Slave.
I will keep myself hardy till freedom is opportune.
All 3 of those